It's Bucky and Aaron.
They want less of the pretty girls in the stands.
You get less people watching if you keep it up.
What are you doing?
I don't understand that.
That's a dang coaching mistake right there.
Is that sexism? Because we want more beautiful women to be seen on TV? I don't want the face-painted dude holding the Mirrorball trophy in his hand, pretending he's masturbating with it. I want more women.
Did you say that?
Right?
Hello, welcome to Thursday.
There's a guy holding on to it like this. What do I want to see him for?
What is that, the shake weight?
Yeah. What do I want to see him for?
And they don't have no award for that.
Final hour on a Friday the 13th, 50 days to the start of the college football season for the Texas Longhorns, 50 days to Texas, Maryland from FedEx Field in Washington, D.C. We're also now 3 days out to us going live from Big 12 Football Media Days in Frisco, Texas, the Star Complex. We'll be there on Monday and Tuesday, so when you next hear us after this hour, we'll be live up there on the field in Frisco getting you ready for college football. I know, Buck, when we get up there, we're planning to speak to Brian Broaddus.
Yes.
DallasCowboys.com. We're going to book a bunch of guests who will join us for Monday. And then, of course, on Tuesday, Tom Herman will be there. We mentioned that the Big 12 football media poll is out. Oklahoma, the clear favorite to repeat as Big 12 champions. They will receive 46 of the possible 52 first-place votes, with West Virginia picked to finish second, followed by TCU, Texas, Oklahoma State in the top five. And as I've said, you know, I think the more I think about it, I can't wait to get up there and talk to Gary Patterson, because I would lean potentially TCU if I knew more about what the thought is. Because, again, I always like talking to the coaches and the players, but then getting to talk to the people that cover the team and know it best, that's where you can get a real good feel about what they think the strengths and weaknesses are of these teams. And, you know, if Sean Robinson is as advertised as quarterback with Sonny Cumbie, TCU may have the best defense in the Big 12. And who doesn't trust Gary Patterson when he has a lights out defense?
I mean, and he's going to let you know. I mean, he doesn't hold back punches when it comes to letting you know about his teams. He's got no problem letting you know.
You feel,
and he did last year.
Yeah, 2 years ago when we were up there, he's like,
he had a kid from A&M, right?
Yeah, well, and it was a rough year, right? And then last year, you could just tell he wanted to talk. He's like,
he did. He talked all day. As a matter of fact, he ran around that building all day long.
Well, we know Gary Patterson. He always says he lets his coaches leave and he runs the summer. Like, he's there all summer long with his team.
How about that?
Yeah,
He doesn't go anywhere.
No,
he sticks around campus,
and he really gets to feel like that's when he bonds with his team and gets a feel for their leadership. And so we'll talk to Gary. We'll talk to Lincoln Riley. You know, obviously Bill Snyder coming in with two quarterbacks and Tom Herman on Tuesday. It'll be a lot of fun. We're excited 2 days of that conversation to really launch.
See, the director of Yoga Yoga wants me back?
This says, Buck, this is the director of programs for Yoga Yoga. I've got some free yoga for Bucky. We want him back. I love you, B&E, and have been a listener for years. Where is Yoga Yoga? I want to go. I need the yoga.
It's down there at it's by Central Market, where I am. What's that called down there?
Oh,
by Arby's?
Westgate.
It's at Westgate. The one that I go to is down at Westgate.
Well, I'm coming.
You have to take your shoes off, and it's got a cool thing.
I've already told my wife I'd go with her.
Oh, is she going to the Y with you, too, when you do your
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. You guys are
kind of a bonding
people.
Thing, right?
And that's cool. That's a bond. No, don't even say it. Because, no, I'm not going with my wife. No, don't even look over here because, no, we're not going working out bonding together.
Duckboat Paul. See if he's in on that.
No.
Duckboat Paul.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, look who's here. We're excited about this here on the Horn. You know, our Saturday lineup has expanded with the Big Uglies and Colonel Craig Flowers and the 0900 show, the ladies of Our Take at 11. But this is fun, Buck. We are excited to be close to a partnership with our next guest. I say close because he's got a meeting after this. It's supposed to finalize everything. But
yeah.
Cliff Crable has been here with us. Cliff hosts a show that's going to be coming to our airwaves called Tailgate Country. And this show emanated in this is where you know, Buck, Boston,
mm-hmm.
Massachusetts. And it's now coming to Austin, Texas, and we're excited about it. Cliff, how you doing, man?
Doing awesome this morning.
It's good to see you. That's good to see you in Austin. So from Boston to Austin, you and Bucky were talking in the hallways. He went to Boston College. Your daughters go to Boston College. Tell us why you're here and tell us and our audience about what they can expect from Tailgate Country.
Well, Tailgate Country is something I kind of evolved up in Boston, as said. And Boston's a great city, but the tailgate window there is about, 4 days of summer.
That's it.
So I came down here for something South by Southwest, as it was. And I'm down here and there's this fever going on around Texas baseball, UT baseball, all I could hear. And, you know, being from Boston, I'm familiar with that Clemens family. And I kind of fell in love with the town. I said, this is the perfect tailgate town. Great college sports, close to Dallas, close to Houston, unbelievable music, and good Lord, beer.
Yeah, man.
There is craft beer everywhere. Excuse me. So I said, I'm in. So I started looking around, talked to a lot of folks, and came to the Horn and said, this is home. This is a great spot to be, and here we are.
So Tailgate Country, you know, we do 13 hours of local sports talk during the week, and then we've got the local shows on Saturday morning. But your show will be a little bit different. You know, you guys will talk some sports and give some scores, but your show is going to be about the tailgating experience and what it means. And you know, that is a whole culture to itself. You know, we, back in April, Buck, did the Horn Bash, and we got to meet all of our listeners that love to fire up the grill and the smoker and get after it. That's a lifestyle.
No doubt about it. It's crazy. I'll tell a quick story, and Hunter, I apologize now. I was out at Twisted X Brewery and got to meet Hunter, who runs the show out there, and he's a grilling maniac, loves to grill. About 10 o'clock last night, I'm sitting there, and I'm watching my beloved Red Sox win.
For the 10th
game. Again.
And I get a text message. What is it? It's pictures from Hunter of what he grilled last night.
No, I mean, the pride people take in their food, and that's, you know, when I say it's a culture, I mean, it's something, it'll be an hour-long show, but you're going to have guests, you're going to have folks coming in talking about the latest in equipment, and, you know, and then you'll mix in some craft beer conversation and what you make with the food. I mean, you know, people love to barbecue in this area.
Now, have you been a griller yourself? I mean, have you been up in Boston? Because I've probably been to more tailgate parties, obviously, when I was a coach at Boston College. Than when I did at Texas, because it's just easy. It was easier. The parking was right there at the stadium. It only held 50,000 people, so I never had to really. I went through tailgate parties. They have really kind of nice. You know, I've also been to tailgate parties at Hobbit and Dartmouth and places like that. So I've been to those elite kind of tailgate. But they love food, too.
No doubt about it.
So you're bringing that kind of flavor here, too?
I'm bringing that flavor. And up there, really, the reason you started tailgating and grilling food was to keep warm.
That's true.
No, that's right.
That's very, very true during football season. You're right. They have, like, campfires there.
Well, so in addition to the show and the hour-long show, which I want to let you expand on, and some of the guests you're going to have and the people, because you have a Rolodex unlike any other that I've heard, of people who are, you know, gourmet chefs and the experts in the field. But you also have a rolling tailgate of your own that we're going to be, but we're going to partner with you on to really rev up our tailgates at Schultz Garden and rev up our tailgates when we do live broadcasts. Tell us about the Tailgate Country Cruiser.
So we came up with this concept that let's have fun out on the road. If we're going to talk about tailgating, we got to be tailgaters and we got to be the best at it. So we came up with this 20-foot contraption, I call it. It's a mobile studio. It's got TVs hooked up to it. It's got draft systems for beer. It's got everything you could possibly want.
PK wants to live in it, I think.
I'll tell you what, with housing here in Austin, I might live in it. Truly the only thing that changed in Austin and Boston were the letters. It cost the same.
Cost the same.
But we'll be out everywhere with this thing. It's going to be a blast, and we look forward to having everybody come out and see it and be part of it. And I can't wait to get tailgating, guys. 50 days. Till season starts.
It's huge. It's huge. And when you say the rolling apparatus or contraption, you bring the party, and we'll be partnering with you on a lot of events like that. So on the show itself, you were telling me the other night you've got a commitment from I did not know this, Buck. Do you know a lady named Jess Pryles, who is Australian, but she's a world-class.
Is there somebody in my past that maybe I should know that name, maybe?
No, but she is from Australia, but she now lives here in Austin, Texas. Tell the story of Jess Pryles.
So Jess Pryles, from Australia. She's one of the top known people in the grill. She's a grill master. Travels all over the country teaching folks how to grill.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. She's got a book out right now called Hardcore Carnivore.
She's fairly attractive, too.
So, yeah, here's this beautiful woman who can cook on a grill, hunts, just loves everything, and lives right here in Austin. So I've been, well, let's call it what it is, stalking her to be part of the show.
I see her with a big old piece of meat in her hand.
She's not playing around. So long story short, she's going to be with us every week for 15 minutes teaching folks about grilling.
Oh, that is a huge
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, she
cannot wait to have her.
I mean, we got to figure out why she moved to Austin. I mean, that's tremendous. We like that she lives here because it's kind of like you. It's the heartbeat, man. Everything's happening here.
She feels like an Austinite. You know, she's got that kind of edge to her. She's cool. She's a little bit.
Does she have a cool accent?
Yeah, it's really neat. I was talking to her on the phone the other day, and she got animated about something in her Australian accent. Got a little bit more kind of like us Boston guys when we get a little fired up or craft beers, and I said, "There's that Australian coming out," and she had a good laugh about it, but. She make sure next weekend you tune into the Today Show. She's going to be on the Today Show. You can get a sense of who she is and what she's doing. She'll be cooking out there on the Rockefeller Center, I think it is.
30 wow. Rock, yeah. Yeah. Well, there's, I mean, she's a star. Here's a text that says, Jess is legit, the only woman I will trust to grill meat properly. Wow. But so Tailgate Country will premiere, and it'll be noon on Saturdays. But then when the football season starts, Buck, the Tailgate Country guys are going to go 1 hour before our pregame starts. We do 5 hours or 4 hours of pregame that hour before. So for Texas, you know, the first home game and then the Maryland game, 5 hours ahead of time, Tailgate Country will get things going to get your tailgate party going, right?
Perfect honeydew time. Everybody will be out getting what they got to get for
sure.
The game. And we'll be on the radio telling them, hey, pick this up today at such and such a place, or here's what to cook today. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you would think that an hour of tailgating talk, but again, you go to any place in the country. You go to a Kansas City Chiefs game, a Green Bay Packers game, or any college across the SEC, across the country. The tailgating scene is as important as the football. I mean, it really is.
It's this great social mechanism, and what I love about it is that we've got to this point in life where we're just sitting there with our faces buried in our phones. Go to a tailgate. People are talking the game. They're grilling. They're getting a beer for somebody. They're playing cornhole. They're socializing in that old way.
Wait a minute. You're from New England. What are you calling it, cornhole? It's beanbag. Why are you calling it? Don't start getting into that lingo of this place. Beanbag, right?
Midwest beanbag.
Beanbag.
East Coast, South, cornhole.
Cornhole.
Wow.
Bag toss.
Bag toss. There's a BK.
Bag toss.
That's what they call it up in Dallas, bag toss.
Yeah, I never heard that bag toss until recently. What the heck is that?
It's just safe. It's just safe, man.
Just a safe name. Yeah.
But you're right about that. I mean, that's a good point. I mean, you go to a tailgate, no one's on their phone. BK, you were at the Occupy left field for the Longhorns when they were making their run to Omaha. There's nobody on staring at their phone at that deal.
Man, it's a blast. I mean, tailgating's a lot of fun. And you know, over the past couple of years, Texas has done a good job of kind of opening up the tailgating scene a little bit on and around campus, which is great. And, yeah, I mean, in Texas, everyone's about the barbecue. Everyone's cooking up some great stuff. Should be fun.
Hey, BK, you got one of those new pellet grills.
Yeah, I got a Traeger, man. Trying to master that. It doesn't even feel like grilling. I'm cheating. I'm cheating the system, it feels like.
It's the best.
It's awesome.
You turn the thing on, you're there. I had a green egg before I got a pellet grill.
There you go.
And the big green egg is awesome if you're that guy who wants to get home a half hour, 45 minutes before you start cooking and really be that connoisseur of the grill. I want the food to taste that way, but I don't want to be the connoisseur of the grill.
I got you.
So I fill some pellets in that pellet grill, hit a button. This darn thing's got Wi-Fi on it. I could be at Home Depot doing the honeydew list myself and change the temperature of the grill. It's
unbelievable. That's exactly what BK likes.
I don't have Wi-Fi on mine, at least
yet.
I don't think. I don't know. I don't know if I want that.
So that'll be the show. It's an hour every Saturday talking tailgating, and then when the football team we're going to have you on Sundays before the Cowboys games, before that pregame as
That's
well.
That's right. Yep.
Because the NFL tailgating is tremendous. So it's Tailgate Country. How can folks follow it? I know you're incredibly active on social media.
So we're Instagram, Twitter people. We don't want to think too long for Facebook at the moment.
But, I'm with you on that.
We're big Instagram people. You can find us at TailgateCountryTX on both Twitter and Instagram. Check us out there. We'll be dumping recipes. Jess will be giving us cool tips, grills to buy, beer to get. What's going on in sports from a tailgating perspective? It's a lot of fun.
It is good. That starts this Saturday. Tell us some more about some of the guests you plan to have, because we've talked. You've got this Rolodex of people that are going to be rolling through the show.
So Jess is going to be the main, and this really just came into fruition in the last few days and something we've been working real hard on. But when she's out somewhere and can't be here, there are grill masters all over the country that we know and love that we'll be bringing out to talk. Whether it's somebody associated with a grill company or a company. Here's an interesting one for tomorrow that we have. I'm out wandering around and learning the streets of Austin, and I come across this company, this restaurant called Happy Chicks. I don't know if you guys have tried this at all. They have the best chicken tenders I've ever had in my life. That's a huge part of tailgating.
The chicken tenders.
Oh, yeah.
Eat them with a fork.
Why
don't you put your hand?
Oh, I was good to go.
Gotta go with your hand, Buck.
No, you guys are disgusting. Go ahead. Continue.
So I walk in. I'm trying them. And the owner comes out, or GM, Josh, and we're talking. And I said, you guys have got to have a tailgate platter. And he goes, we got one. So long story short, he's bringing in a tailgate platter tomorrow.
Oh, so you're going to have food?
Food everywhere. So every weekend we'll have food from somewhere that we can share with you guys and let you know, hey, this is a cool place to stop. Mm. Same thing with the craft breweries, some sports guests, some music guests along the way.
Just leave the leftovers in the refrigerator because they'll get to them by Monday, believe me.
So you're going to skip yoga and come here and get food?
I'll be skipping yoga.
I'll just say this. There'll be people in that refrigerator. If you left a dog in there without the tail, it would be gone by Tuesday.
So he calls me up. He says, how much food should I bring? I said, there's probably going to be three or four of us. He goes, I'll bring a platter for 10.
Hey,
BK will be here.
Monday morning.
Dylan, the producer, will be all fired up because that's part of Saturday morning. Heck, the ladies from Our Take may hang around for that because they like to.
Who?
Our Take, Jill. Jill and Stacy. They do a great job. And I know one of the shows they did, they went out to the hot chicken wing. The chicken wing festival that they had here in Austin, Texas. Those girls like to eat. And I'll tell you this, the one thing you'll learn, and I don't know Boston like you and Bucky know Boston, but there is a different festival in this town every single weekend.
It's unbelievable.
Every weekend.
I was looking through that local kind of newspaper thing. There's a hot sauce festival next month.
Of course.
Oh, we just came off the ice cream
festival.
This is unbelievable.
Salsa Fest. There's
the pecan festival.
Everything. There's everything going on, and you're going to fit right in.
I took my pen and circled around the hot sauce one and a margarita festival coming up in September.
Ooh.
Those are tailgating events.
At the Pride Parade. You know, every once in a while I get caught up in that, too, but that's an accident.
Bless you, brother.
Yeah.
You're being called out, BK. It says pellet smokers are cheaters.
I said that. I feel like I'm cheating. I don't even know if I enjoy it, but the food tastes so damn good, I can't stop using it.
Is it cheating if we admit it?
Yeah. No, it's you're admitting that you're not that guy.
I'm not Rafael Palmeiro back here saying I've never cheated. I'm cheating.
But there's the discussion. That's what we're going to talk about all the time, you know. Are we using a smoker? Are we using pellet grills? The ultimate cheater, gas grill? You know, all that stuff comes up. That's good stuff.
You get to one of those big because that apparently, I was talking to a guy that puts on a big barbecue cook-off every year, and he said that's become a big issue. That are you allowed to use a pellet grill in a cook-off? And some people are saying, come on, man, it's just the taste of the meat. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all cooking the same stuff, and it's about the judging. But other people say, no, you can't have them. And there's this big controversy in the sanctioned events, Buck, whether they're going to allow pellet grills. It's a big deal. I mean, there's no doubt about that. All right, this says, E, this is Shiv from the D.C. Texas X's listening online. Can't wait to listen to the new Tailgate Show. And can't wait for our Maryland tailgate. The Texas X's in D.C. are putting on a huge tailgate at FedEx Field. I'm going to be there broadcasting live. It's going to be really cool. So, as I've said, listen to Tailgate Country every weekend. But if you are headed to D.C. for Texas and Maryland in 50 days, make a plan. And I know you go to our website, and there's social media of this for they're very active for the D.C. X's. And you can get tickets to that tailgate 8 o'clock in the morning. Until noon kick. Remember, it's Eastern time, so 7 to 11 here, but 8 to noon in on the East Coast. And it's going to be in the Bud Light Pavilion right there near FedEx Field where the Redskins play. You can party and tailgate live music with your fellow Longhorn fans and get ready for that game. That's going to be tremendous. In fact, I can't believe it's 50 days. Plus, they have cool packages that include some happy hours on Friday night that the DC X's are putting together and they've got discount rates to go see the Nats play. Go see Bryce Harper and company. The Nats are in town that weekend. So you could take in a Washington Nationals game in D.C. and then the Longhorns and Terps.
Have you been out there?
No.
Great tailgate spot.
Is it?
Great. That stadium literally shakes. It's an unbelievable experience.
Blue crab. They'll be out there with some blue crab, boiling it up. Yeah, you'll have some great seafood.
Well, I would I can't wait for that. Well, I'll say this for Cliff, because you started this concept in Boston, so you've seen a lot of success with the Sox and, of course, the Patriots. You need to bring some of that success here to the Longhorns, okay?
I think it's coming.
All right, Cliff Crable, online at Tailgate Country TX on Twitter and Instagram. The show noon on Saturdays, and then when the season begins, it'll be 5 hours before Texas kickoffs. So as he said, when you're out and doing your honeydews, getting the fridge loaded up, getting everything you're going to grill for your tailgate, you'll be listening to Cliff and the crew with the experts on what to buy and where to get it and how to cook it. All that is coming. Cliff, thanks a lot. Excited about
this. Thank you, Cliff.
All right, quick time
out.
Thank you, guys. We're back on a Friday.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Heck of a semifinal going on right now at Wimbledon on the men's side. It's the clash of the tall dudes, John Isner and the kid Anderson from South Africa. What's his first name? I should know this, right? But he just beat Roger Federer. But one is 6'8", one is 6'10", Isner. And 7-6 in the first. Anderson took the first set. 7-6 back. Isner took the second. So this is building to be a classic. Because, of course, Anderson went five sets with Roger Federer, and that one went over 5 hours, if you remember.
I had a lot of rallies going on in this one with the big tall dudes.
Dude, these dudes are like giants playing tennis.
That guy is talking about agile. Eisner is, man, can that guy move?
They can serve, too. I mean, we're talking big-time tempo on these serves. So we'll keep you posted on that. That's the one semifinal. Then it's Nadal and Djokovic in the other semi afterwards. We'll see how long this one lasts. We've had a lot of great conversations today on this Friday. Thank you to Cliff Crable and the Tailgate Country crew. They're coming to the Horn. It's going to be a fun partnership with us. The rolling tailgate, the 20-foot trailer with all the TVs and the grills is going to be unbelievable when we're out at events. Can't wait to roll that thing out. We've also talked about Big 12 football. Big 12 Media Days are Monday and Tuesday. The media has voted Oklahoma as the favorite, receiving 46 votes. I mentioned TCU as a team I would look at, but somebody texted and mentioned they've got a brand-new and rebuilt offensive line. So that's going to be a big factor when we talk to Gary Patterson coming up this week. And you mentioned it and asked me about it. SEC Media Days are going on simultaneously. Big 12 Media Days are Monday and Tuesday.
Has that always happened?
But typically, they try to avoid one another, and certainly the Big 12 does, because everybody knows that the SEC,
where everybody's going there,
gets the center of attention.
Sure,
not just for the media coverage, but for ESPN and the networks, because you know ESPN is the SEC network. Essentially,
we got the Big 12 network. We don't do
for
we?
The first time though since 1985, the SEC Media Days will not be in Birmingham, Alabama.
It's gotten so big. You know, it's gotten big. They've moved it.
It's at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta this time around. So that'll be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for SEC Media Days. They have 3 days because they have more teams. Texas Big 12 has 10, which is bizarre still, but it is. Have it. But if you're an Aggie fan, Aggies are the first day. So on Monday, Jimbo Fisher will be at SEC Media Days along with Ed Orgeron, the Grape Ape as we call him, and Mark Stoops from Kentucky. Those are the first three out of the gate. Of course, they'll save Nick Saban for Wednesday.
Oh, Dan Mullen, new coach.
Dan Mullen at Florida, that'll be a big storyline. Chad Morris, former Lake Travis head coach. Speaking of Stephenville, because we talked about
Matt Luke, they got a lot of different guys.
Oh, well, a lot of new coaches, no doubt.
Well, that's Nick Saban getting everybody fired every year.
And you got Jimbo Fisher's new at A&M. You've got Ed Orgeron only in his second year now at LSU. You got Dan Mullen new to Florida. Chad Morris new to Arkansas.
Yeah.
Matt Luke, new to Ole Miss.
Wow.
Joe Moorhead is the new
coach
at Mississippi State. Well, of course, I mean, Nick Saban's gotten all these coaches fired.
He does. He gets you fired.
Yeah. You come in there, and you if you can't beat him, then the fans want you fired, even though no one can beat him at this point.
Now, let me ask, was Dan Mullen, were they on him to be out of there, or they loved Dan Mullen at Mississippi State? They didn't want him out?
No, they did not want him to leave.
Because he's got a quarterback. He got the Fitzgerald kid who's coming back and a running back to rush for almost 1,200 yards. He's got a good team that's coming back.
Well, Florida.
So Moorhead's going to get. Well, yeah, if Florida calls for you, you got to leave Mississippi
right.
State.
And he was Tim Tebow's offensive coordinator. He
right.
was at Florida when they were dominant with Urban Meyer.
And he knows how good. He knows if you win there, you can really get it going.
Yeah, Florida's like Texas or Ohio State, and you get it moving, it can move.
Right.
But it takes the right person, and then it remains to be seen if Dan Mullen is. But Dan Mullen, a very smart coach, and he left a lot in Mississippi State. Joe Moorhead, you know, we told you the gambling odds that came out. I mean, to win the SEC, like Mississippi State was the third highest odds in the conference.
Lots of players coming back.
And a good quarterback.
Yeah.
So there you go. That'll be Monday, Tuesday. Actually, they run all the way through Thursday. Jeez, they go through Thursday the 19th. So there you go. That is SEC Media Days. Big 12 Football Media Days will be Monday and Tuesday from the Star Complex in Dallas, Texas. ready to get back there. You know, it nothing like lovely Frisco, Texas, the town that didn't exist 10 years ago. But that's where we'll be.
Everything where everything is new.
So we mentioned that coming up on Tuesday at SEC Media Days, Arkansas's Chad Morris will be there. Remember, Chad Morris was at, because we talked about Art Briles this morning. I'm hoping that this is inaccurate, that this is just not true.
It sounds like it. They're trying to make it true.
But there are reports from some in and around Waco that Waco High School, Waco High, is in the works to hire Art Briles to be their new head football coach at the high school level, which, of course, we know how it ended at Baylor. He's pretty much radioactive at this point, rightfully so, for his hand in the scandal at Baylor and young ladies being assaulted and raped and covered up on a consistent basis at Baylor, bringing in questionable character people and then letting them run rampant on the campus and assault young ladies. And then not only, I mean, think about that, bringing in people like Sam Ukwuachu from Boise State and, you know, the guys who he's brought in of questionable character in the name of winning, because Baylor was trying to get out of the cellar of the Big 12, bringing in these guys who were, you know, not good people. To terrorize or at some level, you know, the student body, mm-hmm. not only go to that level, but then to cover it up, do everything you can as a football program, athletic department, and university to protect the player, not the young ladies and the co-eds, but the player. I mean, we've been through that story many times.
Protect his winning.
Yeah, because it was about winning. It was how do we get, and this is why it goes to the top at Baylor with their board of regents. I mean, this is the same reason they brought in Dave Bliss when everybody knew that he was a crooked coach, because he was at SMU in the John Konkak situation, and while the football program was cheating, so was basketball. Then he was at New Mexico State, and so, you know, Baylor knew what they were getting when they hired Dave Bliss, and you could argue they knew what they were getting when they hired Art Briles and allowed him to do what he needed to do to get the wins. And that's what you have to do. You can't run off players because they're committing crimes or assaulting women, because those guys help you win football games. And in the name of winning, we'll do that. Well, now, if this is true, Waco High in Waco, who know the story as intimately as anyone, that can't happen, can it?
No. There's got to be people that are smart enough that they're in the high school level that understand some of the purities of high schoolers and kids. You know, I'm not saying everybody's they're all pure, but there's some adult at that program, mother, father, alum, that's going to say, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to bring this guy here. I don't care if he was a scapegoat. He was in charge of what went on. He knows a lot of things and never truly has really admitted to anything. You know, I mean, all we hear is that he's the scapegoat. No, he's not. He's the man in charge. And sometime the man in charge is going to go down. But this one in particular, you're not going to do that to your high school. Hopefully they're not going to do that, Ian. Somebody will come up.
I think the one high school in America that might go there is Waco High.
Yeah, and I'm saying, if so, let's keep it right where it is, right in Waco. You're right. Keep it right there.
Well, and that's the story this morning. And I mentioned Chad
and you
Morris.
You all in Waco can be proud at Waco High once you got him.
Because I mentioned Chad Morris at Arkansas. Now, not long after Art Briles left Stephenville, Chad Morris became the head football coach at Stephenville. On his way to Lake Travis, and then on his way to state championships, mm-hmm. and then on his way to Tulsa, and then, matter of fact, our Take show on Saturday morning, Stacy Sladen from KVU Sports and the Our Take show, she went to Stephenville when Chad Morris was there. She's told me before Chad Morris was her like history teacher when she was in high school. So you know, there's a legacy there.
No, I thought eventually somebody would hire this guy, but I thought it would be as an assistant coach at, you know, Fayetteville State or someplace like that, and, you know, someplace that you wouldn't hear about him, or they had a blind eye to a lot of things. You know, they tried to bring him up in Canada, and it only took one day for somebody to tell June Jones, I know you've probably not read a paper or been on the internet lately, but here's what's been going on, and they got rid of him there. But to have him at a high school, I have a hard time seeing that. I just do. I have a hard time seeing him around young kids and trying to throw down the positive spin for young people, you know?
Yeah, because whatever you think of Art Briles, if there are people that are still apologetic and thought he got a raw deal, you have to know, if young ladies are being assaulted on your campus, you have to be the first person that's concerned about that. You, as the leader of the football program and the head coach, that should be your number one concern. What happened with this young lady? Why am I keep hearing about this? But it never was.
And we heard some of the verbiage from that guy. No, we've heard that.
Oh, you've seen the text messages published. And
yeah.
You know, the one that's most.
He's a bad dude. What are you doing near him? I mean,
yeah, like,
really?
Like a text message back and forth about one of these assaults and basically saying, what's she doing hanging out with him? That's a bad dude, right?
Like, I mean, really?
Like blaming her? You're the guy that brought this guy to campus. Yeah, he's a bad dude. Come on. Now, here's a text that says, how can you coach high school sport in a public school in Texas without a teaching certificate? Art Briles does have a degree from Texas Tech University. He's got a master's in education.
He's already taught. He's already been there.
Yeah.
He's already had his high school.
He was a high school coach for he started at Sundown High School in 1979 and then was at Sweetwater and Hamlin, Georgetown High in the 80s, and then Stephenville, where he dominated the state of Texas for a decade.
Is it somebody said, is it this city that Waco just likes to be in the news? Is there something about Waco that they find it really neat to be in the news, good, bad, and different? I mean, I just don't understand. Mm-hmm. Why would you do this?
It's a weird place. I mean, whether it's – again, Baylor is the center of the universe, right, for that city, and it's had three major – scandals in three in 30 years. I mean, you go back into the 90s when their basketball program, their head basketball coach was brought up on federal charges, Buck. Federal charges. And then he copped a plea and blamed it all on his assistant coaches.
Yeah, and when they had the shootout at the OK Corral there with all the
Twin
motorcycle
Peaks.
Groups,
yeah.
I was thinking, I don't know if this is going to go well. Somebody's going to get a raw deal somehow, some way. It's in Waco, and that's been a debacle, right?
Right. Well, that's the old boy stuff, right? I mean, we talk about Ken Paxton as the attorney general here in this state at the highest level. He's the highest ranking law enforcer in the state. He's a 2-time Baylor graduate. We mentioned the Patrick Dennehy story, which was the huge killed by Carlton Dotson. Carlton Dotson, by three different doctors in the state of Maryland, was ruled unfit mentally to stand trial. Yet his court appointed attorneys from both Baylor graduates.
Got him to be on trial.
Admit, three doctors in Maryland found him unfit for trial mentally. Comes to Baylor, and again, the two court-appointed attorneys, who are both Baylor graduates, agreed to a plea deal for a mentally unstable person who three doctors said shouldn't even be on trial. He's been in jail for 35 years now. And one of those court-appointed lawyers is now the district attorney of the county, Abel Reyna, who has totally botched the Twin Peaks story, if you've been following that. No, I mean, that place is – I'm scared to drive through there on Sunday headed to Dallas, I promise you.
Man.
This says the Waco ISD issued a no comment on the Briles rumor from former Waco head coach Johnny Tusa is the athletic director. There's some thinking that Tusa would hire Briles. Waco hasn't been a power since the early 90s. They might want to get back to winning. Well,
right, at Tulsa?
Yeah, Tusa.
Tusa. Oh. Yeah.
Well, no better way to get back to winning than Art Briles, who has shown he'll do pretty much anything to win.
That's true. You want to win,
including the health and safety of his of the people on his campus, and if you believe the rumors at Stephenville, not just allowing but encouraging steroid use among players in order to gain an edge and dominate the state of Texas. And you recruited Stephenville while you were a coach at Texas, and you were fairly skeptical of how those kids were that big and that fast at such a young age.
Well, people were telling me. I mean, I was new to the area, and they were telling me certain things go on, and I just thought the guy was a great coach. And then, as I said, as I continued to recruit there in the second year, I said, wow. Some of those guys are really big. I mean, like bigger than the regular third string running back.
And we've had people on this show and
we've had tons of people
who say I played at Stephenville, and yes. Was encouraged by the coaching staff. So again, Art Briles, whatever his coaching acumen is, he also has shown he will put winning above all costs. Including
isn't it just
the
lazy and scummy to think that guy could be at your high school and you got daughters there? Oh. I mean, you got. If you have you have children there because you're in high school. You still have kids.
Well,
they're still kids, right?
I'm not going to criticize them until they do it, and it's just a rumor
that's
at this
true.
Point.
It's just rumor.
But if they do, shame on them. You can't tell me there's not someone else you can hire who's better for the school, better for the student body, better for the football program.
You may not be able to win, though.
Well, that's what it's about. We will come back. When we do, we will pick up the conversations, set it up for the weekend, set you up for the rest of the day here on the Horn, including Brad Kellner coming up in the midday. It's B&E on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. We stream it on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Mornings with Bucky and Aaron.
This is as even a tennis match as you'll see. Some say it's a little bit boring because of the power serves. But right now, Isner and Anderson in the first semifinal on the men's side. They're now 6-6 in the third. They went 7-6 Anderson in the first, 7-6 Isner in the second, and now, does that say 6-6 or 6-5? Either way, these two dudes are serving the ball like 130 miles an hour, and it's just pretty ridiculous right now. They are powerful
6-5.
People. 6-5.
Mm-hmm.
6-5 in the, with Anderson up, 6-5 in the third. So, of course, you got to win three sets, so this one's going to go for a while, it looks like. Brad Kellner will keep you posted. Hey, do not eat Honey Smacks. The Kellogg's cereal, the CDC has warned, do not eat any Honey Smacks cereal regardless of package, size, or best date, or best buy date. CDC, they
have love those when I was a kid.
Salmonella outbreak. 100 people have been infected with salmonella in a multi-state outbreak linked to Kellogg's Honey Smacks.
Oh, is it the one with the frog on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are hurt too, man. Salmonella's no fun, I wouldn't think.
You had that?
No, but I've had food poisoning before.
Don't eat Honey Smacks. That's the call. What was their little motto they used to have? Honey Smacks with the frog? Hmm. Because tricks are for kids, right?
Yeah, I don't know if Honey Smacks had anything. They just had that stupid frog that you want to slap with the hat on sideways.
Yeah. All right. And Honey Smacks, those are good.
The frog looked like Romo with the hat backwards.
Oh, man. Sugar Puffs is what it's been called, too. But do not eat it. Honey Smacks. This weekend. Hey, also breaking news to Austin. This is, Wags is our resident veteran, served in the Marines. This is a different branch, but Austin this morning has been chosen by the U.S. Army. I have to ask Colonel Flowers about this. Has confirmed that Austin will be the home to its new Futures Command Center. Futures Command Center. In a news conference this morning, Army Undersecretary Ryan McCarthy said that they have chosen Austin, Texas, over Boston, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, and Raleigh, North Carolina. The new command center will focus on modernizing the U.S. Army, developing new military technologies, is expected to employ up to 500 people. 500 people.
Is there anything, they mention anything in there about gear they're going to try to create and develop new gear too?
I'm sure. I mean,
that'll probably be a part of it.
This is a lot of innovative people live here. Obviously, a lot of tech companies are here. And so if you're trying to modernize and be on the cutting edge of what's happening, Austin, Texas, once again, wins again.
What if this is Terminator 2? What if this is Skynet?
Ooh.
We're very big in space. This could be very big in space right here. We're looking at it.
Because we're getting very big in space.
Yeah. This could be
President
the start.
Over in London today. Ruffling feathers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw this Stay Fluff marshmallow thing that they tried to do of them. The balloon.
Yeah. So there you go. This is the futures for the U.S. Army has been chosen right here, Austin,
yeah.
Texas.
So now that we've been talking about Waco this morning, I will be taking my drive up to Dallas through 281 and not going through Waco on I-35.
I got to drive to Houston and back and then to Dallas. That's going to be fun. Houston for wife's.
Which one's the most boring drive? Going to Houston or going to Dallas is the more boring drive. But you got to be on your toes on I-35 going to
Houston
Dallas.
Houston is an easy drive.
It's going to Dallas, I-35.
Kind of lazy roads. I-10, once you hit I-10, it gets a little congested until you get to, like, Katy.
Dallas, you're on your toes, right? On I-35. You got to be on your toes, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
No. I mean, 35 is like white knuckle. I mean, I'm like.
It is. I don't do it anymore. I don't do it at night.
Semis.
And I try not to do it in the day going up there. That's why I go 281 through the hamlets and the villages out the back way.
You take the scenic route?
Oh, hell yeah. I'll take an extra 45 minutes to get to Dallas by going that way. You just want to get there quick, right?
Me?
Yeah, I want to get A to B.
Even though white knuckling, I do not like, old people don't like the white knuckle with the
Get out of my way.
Especially now.
Oh, that's it. There it is right there. Move the hell out of my way, righty.
Hey, listen.
Hey, you're from the East Coast. You know.
I understand.
Left-lane cruisers are a blight upon our humanity. Those people who sit at 60 miles an hour on a two-lane road next to a semi going the exact same speed, you want to hit them over the head with a crowbar. I'm not advocating violence, but if you're going to go the same speed as someone, get behind them.
What about?
Why do we need to
make your exit?
Okay,
that's what drives me nuts too. I can't stand it. I will follow you.
You two young people. What about all the construction that gets you in those narrow things with those fake walls, and you're stuck, and it's like, no, you can't get over.
Well, that's a little different. But when you're in open space,
first 6 miles.
I mean, I've been behind cars that are going the same speed as the car next to them for 20 miles at a time. It's like, will you just get over? And they're backing up traffic for like 25 cars behind them.
Do you think they're doing it on purpose?
No, they don't even know. They're oblivious. It's their world and you live in. And there's signs you pass that say left lane for passing only.
Yeah, I do see those.
You don't see that? I'm like honking at them. Look at the sign. Look at the sign.
You're honking at them. Move over.
See the sign?
Wow.
Jack wagon. Well, here you go. This says it is a general life rule. Don't eat Honey Smacks. Golden Crisp is better anyway. Oh, Golden Grahams.
Good job.
One other note says, don't forget about David Koresh in Waco. Who could forget that, for crying out loud?
Never.
And this says, John Isner just had 142 mile an hour serve. Are you kidding me?
142?
That's not tennis. Yeah, 142. That's just power. And is it fun to watch, though? Because it's almost impossible to return that. It's now 6-6 in the third. Brad will have more. Hey, Buck, have a great weekend. I'll see you in Dallas.
See you up
all right?
In Dallas.
See you in Frisco.
Sunday.
Wags, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you to Cliff Crable and the Tailgate Country Crew. Listen to them tomorrow at noon, right after the Our Take, ladies. Big Uglies, bright and early tomorrow morning. Brad Kellner next with the Midday Show. Rod Babers, Chad and Kevin, all part of a wonderful Friday the 13th. Be not afraid. Have a great weekend.